Hi, I'm Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise, where you will hear fresh insights from recognized thought leaders across a wide range of subject matters. AMA's Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The AMA is a global leader in professional development and education, improving the immediate performance and long-term growth of individuals and organizations. Check us out on our website, www.amanet.org. Jack Stahl became a top executive of two world-famous corporations before the age of 50. He was president of Coca-Cola in the late 90s when the company was named Most Admired Corporation in the United States by Fortune magazine. He then assumed the role of CEO at Revlon from 2001 to 2006. In his book, Lessons on Leadership, Stahl offers the down-to-earth approach to business leadership that fueled his meteoric rise through the corporate ranks. Stahl organizes his leadership guidelines into seven categories, what he calls his frameworks for success. His practical solutions empower leaders to manage the critical issues they encounter every day and develop skills for a business lifetime. Welcome, Jack. In your book, Lessons on Leadership, you've identified seven frameworks for a leader. Can you tell me about each of them?
Sure. I think in virtually any business or organization, there are probably seven key areas that can drive success. The first of which is overall leadership. Secondly, the ability to really build the capabilities and capacity of an organization to create success in the future. The third area is actually developing people on a one-on-one basis. All organizations, I believe, have the responsibility to build their brands, and that's a fourth key area. And working with customers and maximizing customer relationships is a fifth important area. And underpinning virtually every organization is the need for financial strategy and management. And finally, one's ability to influence and impact others to take the right actions for success. In other words, influencing skills, I think, is a seventh key area for success.
And are there skills that underlie all of those seven frameworks?
I believe there are. Based on my own experience and people that I've observed who are effective in lots of different environments, I think that there are a number of important core skills that underlie each of these areas. One is a person's ability to see opportunities, to see an opportunity to create a new market or a new product or an opportunity to reduce cost. So seeing opportunities, I think, is an important core skill. Once having identified an opportunity, it's important that we have the ability to plan and develop really an action plan to go after that opportunity, to really attack it and take advantage of it. Third, the ability to execute and focus on the details, I think, is an important core skill. Fourth is the ability to work as part of a team, because virtually every organization requires you to be effective with others to create success. And finally, to build the long-term health of your organization, I think an important core skill is the ability to develop other people to do all of these things better than yourself, because that's what creates long-term organizational viability.
Jack, let's go back to those seven frameworks, and this time I'd like you to give me a critical question that a leader should ask to address each one of those frameworks. So let's start with framework one, leadership and management. What would you ask yourself?
Do you have, and have you articulated to your organization, a clear destination for the future of your business or organization?
Okay, framework two, creating a high capability organization. And what would you ask there?
Given your business strategy, have you defined what core skills your people need to be effective inside your organization?
Framework three, developing people.
Are you personally setting an example by spending significant amounts of one-on-one time with your people so that they know their development is important to you as a leader and you can help their development?
Framework four, brand positioning. What should you ask yourself?
Have you taken the time to clearly define what your product or service uniquely delivers to your target market?
Framework five, customer relationship management.
Are you taking the time as a leader to ensure that your people are truly listening to the needs of your customers in order to shape your strategies to maximize your growth?
Framework 6, financial strategy.
Do people in your organization understand how their actions, day in and day out, large and small, link to the financial success of your organization?
And finally, Framework 7, influencing people. What would the key question be to ask on that one?
As you work to influence your important constituencies and audiences, are you taking the time to understand their needs so that you can shape your communication in a way that's most effective?
Well, great. Now, listening to those answers, it sounds like communications obviously is critical.
Communication is an important underlying thread for virtually every capability.
So can you tell me some of the ways that you use communication in your organization?
At Revlon, a critical part of our journey was to set a clear destination for the company. And that destination at Revlon was what we call delivering the promise of beauty to women around the world. Once we'd set that destination, we'd set that strategy, communication with the organization to bring everyone into creating that success was critical. And we started with a series of routine communications that really weren't in place before. We used a weekly letter from me, the CEO, describing our progress in the last week that went out to every one of 6,000 people. We then began to hold a series of weekly meetings where anyone in the company could come and talk to our senior leadership about our progress over the last week and what we were attempting to achieve over the months and year ahead. So a weekly forum that was live with our senior management and held over video conference as well to bring in locations other than at our headquarters. We also began a series of quarterly meetings where the main speakers were not management, but employees in the organization that had created success stories. And by having our people talk about their successes, it became clear that success was possible and created excitement about what could be done inside of our company.
And how does communication play into Framework 6, the financial well-being of the company?
I think there are a couple of key areas that a leader can focus on. First is building a model where the leader can explain to his people or her people what actions link and what actions create financial success. At Coca-Cola, we built a model that showed that sales of syrups and concentrates drove our top line, and so therefore driving per capita consumption, how many soft drinks were sold per person per year in each country around the world, drove our revenue, an important part of our financial health. So we built a model that showed how each driver of the business led to financial success. And then we reinforced to our people how their behaviors, whether they were a marketing person, a manufacturing person, a salesperson, or an administrator, could take actions in their area of responsibility that drove the financial results of the corporation.
And I assume you had control systems in place as well.
Our control systems were indeed strong, and by them being strong, our control systems encouraged dialogue and discussions. As people inside the company knew that they had to get approval for certain key actions, it really forced them to engage in discussion with people that had the experience to help them make good decisions about the business and what actions to take in driving soft drink sales around the world. So the control systems were really a discussion platform, a platform for dialogue and debate about what actions to take to drive the business. And if you think about control systems in that way as something that can encourage productive conversations about your business and help make better decisions, then people will embrace those control systems as good tools to help their success.
Okay, as for framework number 7, influencing people, how do you present a message that really resonates with people?
My model is based on a model that was developed by a company called Speakeasy, and this model called for thinking out where you want to take your audience, what you want them to think, say, or do at the end of your presentation. What do you want them to think, say, or do? That's your destination for that communication. And then compare that destination to where your audience is today. So if you understand where your audience is today, compare that to where you want to see your audience at the end of that communication, it becomes very easy to develop a core message that will help move them from point A to point B. And that is a framework that I have found to be quite useful.
Now, as a CEO, what practices have you put in place for yourself to support your own performance?
I think as a CEO, there are so many things that you encounter in the course of a day that organization is critical. And one of the things that I trained myself to do over the years was, first of all, over the course of a year, I have a clear set of goals and objectives and 10 key focus areas that I want to drive against during the course of the year. And then at least once a week, I examine those 10 key focus areas and ask myself, what do I have to do in the course of the next week to make progress in those 10 key areas? And those become my priorities for the week. So there are some tools that involve setting out a path for a year and then at least once a week revisiting your progress against those key priorities and deciding what exactly are you going to do in the next week to move the ball against those priorities.
And finally, what other tools or systems have you developed for yourself?
Another system that I found useful for myself was at least once a week, think about the core constituencies that are important to your organization. So at Coca-Cola, a core constituency would have been our customers, retailers in that case, consumers, for example, bottlers of Coca-Cola would have been another important constituency, and our own employees. So at least once a week, I would think about each of those core constituencies and force myself to think about what actions do we need to take to make progress with each of those core constituencies during the course of the next 7 days.
We'd like to thank Jack Stahl for being our guest today. It's time for You've Been Spotted, where we interview random people who are attending a workshop or seminar at one of our 5 executive conference centers. For more information on our executive conference centers and seminars, please visit our website, www.amanet.org. And now here's Kevin Lee.
Today at the AMA Center, we are going to visit AMA seminar Preparing for Leadership, What It Takes to Take the Lead, taught by AMA faculty member Ronnie Holcomb. We're here to find out how participants are developing the leadership qualities that matter most.
I decided to take this course. The title was very attractive, and I'm going to be promoted to a leadership-type role. And I actually read the bio on the instructor, and given her experience and her biography, I decided to take this course. Well, one of the key points that I took from the course yesterday was when you manage your team members to probe a lot of questions to gain information. Just use a lot of hows and what type of questions to probe information and sort of pull out the information out of your team members in order to allow them to run with their own ideas to move forward and develop themselves further.
The class itself, it definitely is divided into 6 sections, and so far I realized my leadership style. I've been able to definitely put myself in a category where I know I'd be able to adapt my style towards other people that I would be leading. So that, in that sense, it's been really effective.
Actually, I was told to be here. I'm getting into more of a position where I'm a senior team member and I'm taking on a lot of other tasks. It wasn't something that I chose, but I ended up being glad that I did. I'm glad because it's pointed out the strengths and weaknesses that I didn't necessarily not know that I had, but has made me realize how important they really are. Things such as listening and being a strong communicator, and I can leave here and work on those.
I was interested in gaining further leadership skills so that I can apply that to my current position and hopefully get to the next step with my company. Being here in itself, I think, is a huge step towards leadership, that you have the desire and the the drive to want to be one of the leaders. I think one thing that Ronnie really focused on that has given me something to take home is defining my mission statement, my core values, and my purpose.
Remember, we'd really like your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.